going to let you in on a little secret in the inner workings of the Beaver Radio Network. The game ends last night. Beavers win 4-2. Beavers didn't play well in the first two periods. Came storming back with three in the third. That story you knew. The story you don't know came after the broadcast was over. As soon as the Paul Bunny Communications postgame show ended, the microphones were shut off, the headsets taken off of our head. Brian Bissonette turns to me and says, "You know, hockey's the only game you can stink for two-thirds of the game and still win." Very profound, Mr. Bissonette, and also very true. Bemidji State didn't play great in the first, but they did get a lucky bounce.
Beavers breakout pass to Mike Soucier. Soucier will throw it in. It goes off the heel of the glove of Redmond and in. Soucier with the goal from the left wall. Crossed up Redmond. It's tied one apiece.
Well, there's no bad shot in hockey, but that is not going to score very often. Redmond got it. Looked like it caught the heel of his glove. And we fight
to the end. Bemidji State didn't play great in the second. Entered the third, trailing 2-1. That's when Mike Soucier turned luck into good.
And Michigan Tech to the line, not out. Heller was playing the point there with Buck down low. Soucier scores! Mike Soucier, second of the night. What a play by Jordan Heller at the point. Bemidji State has tied up the hockey game.
All that hard work, Ryan, by that line has paid off again. Heck of a job by Heller to keep that in. He had to jump up, catch it, and put it down at his feet, and then release it. He did.
Mike Soucier with two goals last night. Jordan Heller, two assists. Tommy Muck had three assists. Coach Cerratore wants secondary scoring. He got it.
By a mile. I mean, the whole line, but Jordan plays such a heavy game, and that's, you know what, they're a heavy team, so we need guys to play heavy, and Jordan played really heavy tonight. And again, made a couple plays, and TJ worked his tail off, and I was really proud of those guys. And again, they were the difference, guys. They were the difference. That was our line tonight.
Bemidji State's lead in the race for the McNaughton Cup has stretched back to 7 points. Three more points tonight for your Bemidji State Beavers. All but wraps up the McNaughton Cup. How big of a deal is that? Google it. History of McNaughton Cup. Wikipedia says this. The McNaughton Cup is a trophy awarded annually to the regular season conference champion of the Western Collegiate Hockey Association. The trophy is named after James McNaughton of Calumet, Michigan, who is an avid supporter of amateur ice hockey. The cup is handcrafted of pure silver, stands almost 3 feet high, and weighs nearly 40 pounds. In 1913, the cup was purchased for $2,000. It is by far the most prestigious trophy in college hockey. It's been given to the WCHA champion since the 1960s. Bemidji State can win it for the first time this year. 3 points tonight goes a long way to do that. Your Bemidji State Beavers didn't start great last night, but they sure did fight to the bitter end. Can the Beavers all but wrap up the McNaughton Cup with 3 more points tonight? Stick with us and find out for yourself. Canusa pregame show is next, right here on the Beaver Radio Network.
Thank you. That's good.